host on the Big 550 KTRS, also ringside reporter for Fox Sports and much, much more. Andy Strickland joins us again. Andy, welcome back to the show, my man. How you doing?
What's going on, Jason? All is well, man. How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of surprised that Shattenkirk stayed. Now, I understand they've got a lot of depth on the blue line, so I guess they're trading from there to fill a void somewhere else. But is there any fire to this smoke as far as the trade rumors go with Shattenkirk?
Well, GM Doug Armstrong has certainly downplayed it. I mean, if it doesn't make sense on the surface, then I wouldn't read too much into it. You know, typically when these type of rumors fly out, Jason, there's a reason for it. But again, you know, the Blues are trying to get better, not worse. He's arguably their best defenseman, really the last year and a half. So, you know, if you want to look down the line and say, well, he's got 1 year left on his contract, and players of his ilk typically make, you know, $7 to $8 million a year, and you have to plan accordingly, then that may make some sense. So, how that plays out will be interesting to see how it goes. Now, nobody's getting this from Doug Armstrong, I can promise you that. And I know he's indicated to those in Shattenkirk's camp and those close to Shattenkirk that these are purely rumors. So for now, we'll go with that. They're nothing more than rumors, you know? I mean, so, you know, a lot of the people who, listen, one guy throws this out there, a couple of the national people pick up on it, throw his name out there. He very well may get moved, for all I know. He could get moved tonight, tomorrow. But Doug Armstrong is telling those close to Shattenkirk that these are nothing more than rumors, so that's what we're going to believe. Shattenkirk has been a great story here for the St. Louis Blues over the course of the last year and a half. I mean, last year he was an all-star, obviously. He was leading the NHL, not just defenseman, but the NHL in power play points at the time of his injury. Went down with a groin injury, missed 25 games, Jason. And if he didn't suffer that injury, there's a good chance he's considered a finalist for the Norris Trophy. I mean, he was having that type of year prior to the injury. And if you look at his numbers right now and compare him to the rest of the defensemen in the league, I mean, he missed 10 games earlier this year with a groin injury on the other side. So I don't know what his numbers would look like if he would have played those 10 games. But when you think about offensive defensemen in the National Hockey League, is there a more underrated player in the league than Kevin Shattenkirk? I'm not so sure there is. I watch him play every day, and so maybe I appreciate him a little more than most who don't get a chance to watch him play. But I can tell you firsthand, he's that good, and it wouldn't surprise me if there was a lot of teams out there hoping to get their hands on him.
Oh, man. A guy who can move the puck. He's only played, I think, 34 games, has 25 points already this season. Man, like, that's, you know, that's outstanding. If you have him playing with bigger defensemen, he doesn't need to be your stalwart because he moves the puck so well. He's probably not playing defensive a whole bunch. So let's say, hypothetically, Andy, if they move Shattenkirk, what's the void in their lineup right now that they would try to fill if they indeed were going to move him?
Well, I don't want to speak like that because I'm not convinced they are trying to move him.
Okay. I'll ask the question this way. Mm-hmm. If the Blues are going to compete for the Cup, is there an area they need to improve on their team?
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
If the Blues are going to be a legit Cup contender, uh-huh, is there an area on their team that needs to improve between now and the playoffs?
Well, I would think, first off, they're fourth in the Western Conference right now, right? So, you know, this whole contender thing or whatever. We thought the Blues were contenders the last 3 years, right? They win the division. They win President's Trophy. That doesn't guarantee you anything come playoff time. But I know what you're saying. You know, if I look at a need for the Blues, I mean, obviously you could look to the offensive side of things. They're not scoring as many goals as they had in recent years and probably don't have the ideal speed up the middle. Doesn't mean that Doug Armstrong would go out there and try to find a centerman. Because when you look at what they have, I know Stastny's hurt right now, but I don't expect him to be out long-term. But he and Backes, who they're going to have to figure out if they're going to re-sign, obviously, after this season, he's at the end of his contract. But you've got Backes, Laterra, Brodziak, Stastny. I mean, that's not, you know, the fleetest of foot, you know, group of centermen you're going to find in the National Hockey League. Teams who score off the rush and score in abundance typically have more speed than that up the middle. And it could be responsible for the lack of offense we've seen from the Blues this year when you compare it to previous years. So you know, I would think that if Doug Armstrong were to look to improve the club, and he's never been shy about making deals come trade deadline time, I would think he's purely looking at a forward and maybe even a defenseman with some weight on him on the back end.
Andy Strickland joins us. They're in the, you know, murderer's row in the Central Division. Lots of very good teams. It's tough to get out of that division. Right now, today, are the Hawks still the best team? Do you think Dallas is very close? The Blues are obviously right there. Who do you think are the top dogs in the Central?
Well, I got to go with Chicago for sure, just purely on them being the defending Stanley Cup champion. You know, I mean, these other teams really haven't done anything in the Central Division outside of putting together some pretty good regular seasons, and they're good hockey clubs. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Dallas Stars, had a chance to see them live on a couple of occasions this year. I mean, they're the real deal. They're good. I'm not so sure they have the goaltending or the defense as a group to, you know, carry you four rounds. I mean, you're not going to win games 6-4, 6-5, 7-6, night in and night out in the playoffs. That's hard to do. So, even though I'm not sitting, you know, going to sit here and say they have bad goaltending or bad group of defense, I'm just not so sure where, you know, how they stack up when you consider, you know, where Chicago is at right now and where some of the teams may be in the other division in the Western Conference. But, you know, Dallas is right there. But I would still have to say Chicago. When you have Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, you know, everybody else seems to follow. They know how to win. They've got a great coach who knows how to coach that group of players specifically, knows what ticks with those, you know, with that group of players. And they're still hungry to win more, Jason. That's the thing that's most interesting and most impressive about the Chicago Blackhawks. They're not content with their three Stanley Cup wins. They want another one. And the same can be said for the L.A. Kings, who play out of the Pacific. I mean, this team, obviously, you know, it's an admiration that they missed the playoffs last year. They still had 95 points. But they had played a lot of hockey. They look like to be a much more determined group this year. They've got a five-game winning streak. I think they've got a six-gamer or a seven-gamer also mixed in on there. And their best players, the guys who need to be the best players for the L.A. Kings, have been their best players, led by Jonathan Quick. Kopitar got off to a slow start. He's been much better as of late. But, you know, Jeff Carter still looks dangerous to me, and these guys are really good. Drew Doughty.
Yeah, well, Drew Doughty's pretty good, yeah.
Can't leave him out there.
Sure. Right? Andy Strickland from TrueHockey.com joined us. Now, the Blues are going on an Oilers-esque-like run of injuries here suddenly with and basically in one game. Allen's out, Pajarvi's out, Bomeister's out, Gunnarsson is out. Which one's the most serious?
Well, I think the biggest unknown right now is probably Jay Bomeister. Because, you know, all indications are that it's a head injury. I know they're saying upper body injury. Well, if that's the case, then obviously we're looking at, you know, there's no timetable for a concussion or a head injury, right? They just whenever he's ready to play and ready to return, and when he feels well enough to play, that's when he's going to come back and play. There's still some unknown, and I think you look at seriousness in terms of the player of all those guys who you mentioned, who they really, you know, certainly would love to get back is Jake Allen. He's been their MVP all season long. You know, Bomeister plays big minutes. You know, Paul Stastny is probably their number one center. Certainly a really good player. So they still have some good players. You know, Gunnarsson's been, you know, probably better than they expected thus far this season when you look at the whole body of work. And that is certainly the case with Magnus Pajarvi, who began the year in the American Hockey League. So the Blues have been used to this. They just got Patrick Berglund back. He was out long-term. This is the second time Stastny's gone down with an injury this year. They lost Shattenkirk, like I said, for 10-plus games. Jaden Schwartz has been out virtually the entire season. He probably won't be back until just after the All-Star break, could potentially return before. He's starting to skate right now. But losing Jake Allen is going to be tough because now everything kind of rests on the shoulders Brian Elliott. But if there is a backup goaltender in the National Hockey League who's capable of carrying a team, I mean, he certainly has proven in the past that he can do that during the course of the regular season. He's been the guy before here in St. Louis. So I think, you know, in terms of how he prepares like a pro, game in and game out, even when he wasn't playing, he'll be ready for this next stretch of games. But they're certainly going to want to have their best player, or at least 1A thus far this season between Allen and Tarasenko. I mean, both these guys have been unreal.
Well, Tarasenko is one of the great young snipers in the game. I'd probably put him top five. Ovechkin's still at the top of the class and just continues to, what he's done in the NHL in this scoring era is amazing to me. Like, he's, 501 goals in 801 games. It's like Jerome Iginla took 1,152 games to reach 500 goals.
I saw that list the other day. Yeah, I saw that list the other day of how many games it took Gretzky. It's still amazing that he did it in 575 games.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But Brett Hall did it in like 641, something like that. I mean, it's crazy. But Ovechkin, to me, is still the most electrifying player to watch in the National Hockey League. I mean, there's a guy who I'd pay money to go watch. It's him. If you like offense, you like guys who score and do it with flash, game in and game out. Is there one better right now than Ovechkin? I mean, he is truly that good. Now, Tarasenko, listen, this guy, when he's on, he's as dangerous as anybody in the league and as exciting as anybody in the league. And I would say that he's probably a top three offensive player in the National Hockey League in terms of what he's been able to do thus far this season. And he's young enough now, Jason, where we'll probably be saying that over the course of the next 8 to 10 years.
Andy, one last one for you very quickly. Ken Hitchcock signed a very unique one-year deal in St. Louis. Does an extension depend on how long the Blues or how deep the Blues go in the playoffs?
Oh, man. I mean, the fact that we're even talking extension, I think you got to pump the brakes there and to see how this plays out. If they have a long run, I think that really is an answer that Ken Hitchcock only knows, along with Doug Armstrong, because Ken Hitchcock is at an advanced age. I really don't know how long he wants to coach beyond this year. You know, he told me 2 years ago he wants to coach two more years. So I would think that he still has the fire inside to want to still coach. You know, he's got a one-year contract, but you got to look at it like this. I mean, if he signed, he's got a one-year deal. If the Blues have a long run in the playoffs, you can look at him essentially, Jason, as a free agent too, where he could, he may choose to go somewhere else for all we know. We just never know how it's going to play out with Ken Hitchcock. You know, there's 29 other teams in the National Hockey League. And so that's for Doug Armstrong and Ken Hitchcock to obviously figure out once we get there. But if we're talking based off of long playoff runs and all those type of hypothetical scenarios, we got a long way to go before we get there.
And I think it's safe to say, Andy, that his time in St. Louis will hinge on whether or not they have a successful playoff run.
I would totally agree.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be on. One last one. We got a lot of people texting about Shattenkirk, people wondering, is there a knock on his skating? I've never heard that. You watch him every game. Is skating an issue for him?
Well, it's not, but it's funny because it was early on, and I've heard that. Because you know what's funny, Jason, is that he's not a guy like Letang or Carlson or Subban who does it with their legs first. You know, he's a guy who does it with his head and his ability to read plays offensively. I mean, he's as good as anybody, like I said, in terms of jumping into the play, knowing when to jump, quarterbacking a power play, the ability just to move the puck. You know, Alex Pietrangelo isn't too bad either, you know, in terms of his passing ability, and we've seen that over the course of the last week. He's playing his best two-way hockey of the year. Maybe doesn't put up the points that people expected from him offensively, but he can still defend as well as anybody in the National Hockey League, and he can certainly pass the puck and snap it through the neutral zone. But getting back to Shattenkirk, short answer, skating is not an issue. I've heard that in the past, but again, he's not flashy like a Carlson, like a Subban, even like a Doughty, the way he kind of gets up and down the ice. He plays a little bit different. He doesn't do it with his feet first like those guys do.
Andy, always great to talk to you, man. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, anytime, Jason. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.